Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communications Internet Radio. This is Emily Osman.
And Anne Courtney.
From the Legion of Mary, Wilmington, Delaware, Curia, United States of America. Today is October 2nd, 2020. And after our Divine Mercy Chaplet prayer, we will talk about the devotion to Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, the memorial of the holy angels, and about Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, and we will pray the litany of the little flower of Jesus. In this hour of grace, where mercy triumphed over justice, let us immerse ourselves completely in the Lord's mercy, adoring, glorifying, invoking his omnipotence for the whole world and particularly for poor sinners. But before we pray the chaplet, Anne, can you please share the Divine Mercy reflection on seeing without accomplishing?
Yes, Emily, be glad to. So we think, does God get angry with you when you or we do not accomplish a certain task for his glory? It may depend. He may issue forth his holy wrath if the failure is on account of our sin. This wrath is an act of his mercy, calling us to repentance. But at other times, our work and service of God may be hindered by things beyond our control. The Lord knows this, and he sees it, of course. You may wonder at times why God does not fix this or that problem for us. We may wish that we had it in our own power to move someone to act when they appear to be hindrance to our own work of mercy. But this is not our concern. Our concern must be to do all that is in our power to accomplish the will of God, leaving the rest to him, God Almighty. God is pleased by our efforts, not by our successes alone. He does not measure the objective success like we humans do. Rather, he measures the subjective success. In fact, sometimes God allows many obstacles to arise as a way of purifying our work and sanctifying our soul through patience and deepening resolve. Do our duty, and that will suffice for the work of his mercy our Lord has given us. See the diary number 1374, I should say. I'm sorry. Think about that which you believe God has given you as a duty to perform. It may be some ordinary activity, or it may be something that appears to be grander in nature. Reflect also upon the apparent obstacles that we encounter in fulfilling our day. Try not to look at these obstacles as obstacles at all. Rather, see them as opportunities to deepen our resolve, to fulfill the mission of divine mercy that God has given to us. Lord, help me to be faithful to you in all that I do. Help me to refrain from focusing on the results of my efforts and instead to offer my effort to you for your glory. I know you are pleased by my total dedication to you, dear Lord. Help me to daily resolve to deepen that dedication so as to become a better instrument of your mercy. Jesus, I trust in you.
Okay.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Okay, now we're going to talk about Our Lady and Doer of Knots. Her feast day is on September 28th, last Tuesday. Monday. Devotion to Our Lady and Doer of Knots. The image of Our Lady and Doer of Knots depicts Mary suspended between heaven and earth, resplendent with light. The Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, is above her head, reminding us that she became Mother of God and full of grace by virtue of the third person of the Holy Trinity. She is dressed resplendently in crimson and a deep blue mantle, representing her glory as Queen of the Universe. A crown of 12 stars adorning her head signifies her queenship of the apostles. Her feet crush the head of the serpent, indicating her victory over Satan. She is surrounded by angels, signifying her position as Queen of the Angels and Queen of Heaven. In her hands is a knotted white ribbon, which she is serenely untying. Assisting her at the task are two angels. One presents the knots of our lives to her, while another angel presents the ribbon, freed from knots, to us. Mary's faith unties the knot of sin, but what are these knots, we may ask? They are the problems and struggles we face for which we do not see any solution. Knots of discord in our family, lack of understanding between parents and children, disrespect, violence, the knots of deep hurts between husband and wife, the absence of peace and joy at home. There are also knots of anguish and despair of separated couples, the dissolution of the family, the knots of a drug-addicted son or daughter, sick or separated from home or God, knots of alcoholism, the practice of abortion, depression, unemployment, fear, solitude, all the knots of our life that suffocate the soul, beat us down and betray the heart's joy and separate us from God. Many of the knots in our lives can be undone by Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. Just confidently place all your troubles and concerns into her hands. She will know exactly how to untie them. We need place ourselves under the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, our help, our advocate, and our intercessor. Through prayer and meditation, we will be able to see how these knots were made and the reason why they were made. With Our Lady's maternal assistance, one by one, you will untie every knot. This is why patience is so necessary. We need to use self-examination, analyze ourselves, and pray. Prayer is what will give us to the determination to continue and never give up. Our country's problems are fundamentally moral ones that have enormous ramifications in the economic, social, political, cultural, and so on, fields. If hearts are facing in the right direction, then the rest all comes together neatly. Thus, let us pray to Our Lady of Knots. Anne, can you please lead our prayer?
Yes. Dearest Holy Mother Mary, you undo the knots that cripple your children. Extend your merciful hands to us. We entrust to you today these knots and all the negative consequences that it imposes on our lives. Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, please pray for us. Virgin Mary, Mother of Fair Love, Mother who never refuses to come to the aid of a child in need, Mother whose hands never cease to caress your beloved children because they are moved by divine love and the immense mercy that exists in your Immaculate Heart, cast your compassionate eyes upon us and see the snarl of knots that exists in our lives. You know very well how weak we are. You know our pain and how we are bound by these knots. Mary, Mother to whom God entrusted the undoing of the knots in the lives of His children, we place into your hands the ribbon of our lives. No one, not even the evil one himself, can take it away from your precious care. In your hands, there is no knot that cannot be undone. Powerful Mother, by your grace and intercessory power, with your Son and our Liberator Jesus, take into your hands today these knots that negatively impact. Abortion, religious persecution, the coronavirus pandemic, violence in our streets, lack of peace and unity, secularism, the cancel culture, contraception, homosexuality, gender identity crises, desolation and loneliness and despair, addictions, godless society. We beg you to undo all of these for the glory of God once for all. You are our greatest hope. Oh, Our Lady, you are the only consolation God gives us, the fortification of our feeble strength, the enrichment of our poverty, and with Christ, the freedom from our chains. Hear our plea. Keep us, guide us, and protect us, O safe refuge. Our Lady, undoer of knots, please pray for us.
Amen.
And we had a great saint's feast day to yesterday, St. Therese of the Child Jesus, the one from Lisieux, France. Feast day was yesterday, October 1. On October 1, Catholics around the world honor the life of St. Therese of the Child Jesus, or St. Therese of Lisieux, on her feast day. St. Therese was born January 2, 1873, in Alençon, France, to pious parents, both of whom are scheduled to be canonized in October, were canonized in October 2016. Her mother died when she was only 4, leaving her father and elder sisters to raise her. On Christmas Day, 1886, St. Therese had a profound experience of intimate union with God, which she described as a complete conversion. Almost a year later, in a papal audience during a pilgrimage to Rome in 1887, she asked for and obtained permission from Pope Leo XIII to enter the Carmelite monastery at the young age of 15. On entering, she devoted herself to living a life of holiness, doing all things with love and childlike trust in God. She struggled with life in the convent, but decided to make an effort to be charitable to all, especially those who she did not like. She performed little acts of charity always, and little sacrifices, not caring how unimportant they seemed. These acts helped her come to a deeper understanding of her vocation. She wrote in her autobiography that she had always dreamed of being a missionary, an apostle, a martyr. Yet she was a nun in a quiet cloister in France. How could she fulfill these longings? Charity, this is a quote from her diary, "Charity gave me the key to my vocation. I understood that the church had a heart, and that this heart was burning with love. I knew that one love drove the members of the church to action, that if this love were extinguished, the apostles would have proclaimed the gospel no longer. The martyrs would have shed their blood no more. I understood that love comprised all vocations, that love was everything, that it embraced all times and places. In a word, that it was eternal. Then, in the excess of my delirious joy, I cried out, 'O Jesus, my love, my vocation, at last I have found it. My vocation is love.'" St. Therese offered herself as a sacrificial victim to the merciful love of God on June 9, 1895, the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, and the following year, on the night between Holy Thursday and Good Friday, she noticed the first symptoms of tuberculosis, the illness which would lead to her death. Therese recognized in her illness the mysterious visitation of the divine spouse, and welcomed the suffering as an answer to her offering the previous year. She also began to undergo a terrible trial of faith, which lasted until her death a year and a half later. Her last words, quote, "My God, I love you," are the seal of her life, said Pope John Paul II, the second, of course, is the saint himself. Since her death, millions have been inspired by her little way of loving God and neighbor. Many miracles have been attributed to her intercession, She had predicted during her earthly life that, quote, my heaven will be spent doing good on earth, end of quote. Saint Therese was proclaimed a doctor of the church by Pope Saint John Paul II in 1997, 100 years after her death, at the age of 24. She is only the third woman to be so proclaimed, after Saint Catherine of Siena and Saint Teresa of Avila. Saint Therese wrote once, quote, you know well enough that our Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions, nor even at their difficulty, but at the love with which we do them. End of quote. Emily, will you please lead the prayers and litany to Saint Therese?
Gladly, Anne. Thank you. Miraculous invocation to Saint Therese. O glorious Saint Therese, whom Almighty God has raised up to aid and inspire the human family, we implore your miraculous intercession. You are so powerful in obtaining every need of body and spirit from the heart of God. Holy Mother Church proclaims you prodigy of miracles, the greatest saint of modern times. Now, we fervently beseech you to answer all our petitions and to carry out your promises of spending heaven doing good on earth, of letting fall from heaven a shower of roses. Little flower, give us your childlike faith to see the face of God in the people and experiences of our lives and to love God with full confidence. Saint Therese, our Carmelite sister, we will fulfill your plea to be made known everywhere, and we will continue to lead others to Jesus through you. Amen.
Amen.
Litany of the Little Flower of Jesus, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus and of the Holy Faith. Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
God, the Father of Heaven,
have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Ghost,
have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Mount Carmel,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Victory,
pray for us.
Holy Mary,
pray for us.
Little Therese, servant of God,
pray for us.
Little Therese, victim of the merciful love of God,
pray for us.
Little Therese, spouse of Jesus,
pray for us.
Little Therese, gift of heaven,
pray for us.
Little Therese, remarkable in childhood,
please pray for us.
Little Therese, an example of obedience,
pray for us.
Little Therese, resigned to the divine will of God,
pray for us.
Little Therese, lover of peace,
pray for us.
Little Therese, lover of patience,
pray for us.
Little Therese, lover of gentleness,
pray for us.
Little Therese, heroic in sacrifices,
pray for us.
Little Therese, generous in forgiving,
pray for us.
Little Therese, benefactress of the needy,
pray for us.
Little Therese, lover of Jesus,
pray for us.
Little Therese, devoted to the Holy Faith,
pray for us.
Little Therese, consumed with divine love of God,
pray for us.
Little Therese, advocate of extreme cases,
pray for us.
Little Therese, persevering in prayer,
pray for us.
Little Therese, a powerful advocate with God,
pray for us.
Little Therese, showering roses,
pray for us.
Little Therese, doing good upon earth,
Pray for us.
Little Therese, answering all prayers.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, lover of holy chastity.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, lover of voluntary poverty.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, lover of obedience.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, burning with zeal for God's glory.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, inflamed with the spirit of love.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, child of benediction.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, perfect in simplicity.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, so remarkable for trust in God.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, gifted with unusual intelligence.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, never invoked without some answer.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, teaching us the sure way.
Pray for us.
Little Therese, victim of divine love.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Lord.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Little flower of Jesus.
Pray for us.
Let us pray. O God, who didst inflame with thy spirit of love the soul of thy servant Therese of the child Jesus, grant that we may also love thee and make thee much loved.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. As Emily mentioned earlier, today is the great feast day of the memorial of the holy angels, and specifically we think of our guardian angels. October 2nd. Each person on earth has a guardian angel, so it's not just for Catholics. God gave that great gift of creation to every person he created. And this guardian angel watches over him and helps him to attain his salvation. It has been a common theological opinion that this angelical guardianship begins at the moment of birth. Prior to this, the child would be protected by the mother's guardian angel. But this is not certain. And since we now know that the soul is infused at the moment of conception, it may be that the angelic guardianship also begins at that moment. In any case, this protection continues throughout our whole life and ceases only when our probation on earth ends, namely, at the moment of death. Our guardian angel accompanies our soul to purgatory or heaven, and becomes our co-heir in the heavenly kingdom. Guardian angels. The angels are servants and messengers from God. Angel in Greek means messenger. In unseen ways, the angels help us on our earthly pilgrimage by assisting us in work and study, helping us in temptation, and protecting us from physical danger. The idea that each soul has assigned to it a personal guardian angel has been long accepted by the Church and is a truth of our faith. From the Gospel of today's liturgy, we read, quote, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." That's from Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states that, quote, "The existence of the spiritual, non-corporeal beings that sacred scripture usually calls angels is a truth of the faith. From our birth until our death, man is surrounded by the protection and intercession of angels, particularly our guardian angel. Beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading him to life." And that's from number 336. Church, thanks God for our helpers, the angels, particularly on this feast day and September 29th, which is the feast day of St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael, the archangels. today's feast appeared in Spain during the 16th century. It was extended to the Universal Church and made obligatory in 1670. Be alert in your every action, as one should be who is accompanied by angels in all your ways, for that mission has been enjoined upon them. In whatever lodging, in whatever nook or corner you may find yourself, cherish a reverence for your guardian angel. In his presence, do not dare to do anything you would not do in mine. Or do you doubt his presence because you do not see him? Would it really help if you did hear him, or touch him, or smell him? Remember, there are realities whose existence has not been proven by mere sight. We will love God's angels with the most affectionate love, for they will be our heavenly co-heirs someday. These spirits, who now are sent by the Father to be our protectors and our guides, with such bodyguards, what are we to fear? They can neither be subdued nor deceived, nor is there any possibility at all that they should go astray, who are to guard us in all of our ways. They are trustworthy, they are intelligent, they are strong. Why then do we tremble? We need only to follow them, remain close to them, and we will dwell in the protection of the Most High God. So as often as you sense the approach of any grave temptation or some crushing sorrow hangs over you, invoke your protector, your leader, your helper in every situation. Call out to him and say, Lord, save us, we are perishing. And that's from St. Bernard. Symbols, usually portrayed as beardless, sexless beings, winged, human in form, and barefooted. Usually they're carrying objects such as a pilgrim's staff, a scroll, a book, a scepter, or a sword. Let's end with praying the Angel of God prayer, as we probably all learned as little children. It is encouraged that this be prayed daily. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day or night, be at my side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, it's legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible: Father Charles Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware; A.J. Loporto, who provided the music; and all the members of the Legion of Mary Wilmington Curia. And thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And please listen or join us in our 54-day Rosary Novena. Tonight is the 46th day, I believe. Right, and we are doing another 54 days starting on October 8th. So the 54-day novena that we're doing will end on the 7th, October 7th, and October 8th will start another one. God bless. Anything else, Anne?
I think you've covered a lot. I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless everyone. We need your prayers. Continue to pray and sacrifice for God's glory and conversion of sinners.
Oh, and we would like everyone to pray for the President and the First Lady.
Yes, we really
for a speedy recovery.
Yes, please. And guide the doctor's hand, St. Luke, patron of all doctors and medical teams. Pray for the people caring for them.
Okay. Thank you.
And their guardian angels.
Yes.
They will. Even Melania Trump is Catholic. Her husband is not, but he has his guardian angel too. We know from God.
Yes. Yes, they do. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Emily.
Okay, I disconnected.
Oh, good.